Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Todd, T-O-D-D, R, period, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Address is 1157 Filbert, F-I-L-B-E-R-T Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 808-727-9786. ID is XXX XXX 3411. Date of birth is 11-22-1965, 57-year-old, married, building contractor. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Mangrove. It is addressed to 2NUR, TUREKMD. Below that, Internal Medicine. Below that, Argyle Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone, below that, 530-899-2126. Below that, 530-899-0142, parenthesis fax, and parenthesis the clinical indication. History of ongoing and unremittent symptoms of, quote, fuzzy headedness dash brain fog. Below that, some cognitive decline. Below that, vacillating fatigue. Subparagraph, history of three episodes of COVID virus infection. Subparagraph, clinical history suggestive of possible post-COVID syndrome. Dear Dr. Turk and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Todd Harris. New paragraph, Todd is an intelligent, active building contractor who's experiencing increasing difficulty in the coordination and manipulation of his activity associated with vacillating fatigue and cognitive dysfunction since experiencing three episodes of COVID infection. Subparagraph, by his report, he wasn't overly sick with COVID, but felt just tired on one or two occasions. New paragraph, currently, he has difficulty paying attention in doing activities such as reading more than a couple of pages in a book. Subparagraph, he has transitioned to audio files that he finds more satisfying due to his difficulty with attention. New paragraph. He reports experiencing symptoms of depression, including transient suicidal ideation that was exacerbated when he was readjusted to bupropion, which was subsequently discontinued. New paragraph, remains on taking 20 milligrams of Lexapro daily. New paragraph, he takes some nutritional supplements, but is not on a general vitamin. New paragraph, he may drink 1 to 2 beers per day. New paragraph, he denies ataxia, falls, or other neurological symptoms. New paragraph, his neurological examination today shows relatively normal cognition with some sluggish mentation and otherwise neurological motor and sensory function without evidence of ataxia. New paragraph, by his history, he is having difficulty sleeping 2 or 3 days out of the week. New paragraph, in consideration of his clinical history and presentation, I am ordering the following. Number one, or actually this is the first paragraph, we will obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram as a baseline study considering ambulatory EEG. Number two, contrast, non-contrast, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MRI. Third paragraph, referral to innovative sleep for inpatient diagnostic polysomnogram for evaluation of and exclusion of sleep disordered breathing and dysomnia with disorder of sleep architecture. The next paragraph, diagnostic laboratory studies will be completed to exclude a metabolic disorder with a clinical history suggesting a vacillating glucose values. And nutritional nutritional insufficiency. Dash metabolic evaluation to exclude encephalopathy. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. In review of his current regimen, initially, I've asked him not to discontinue his antidepressant. New paragraph, I'm going to start him on a daily men's vitamin for men over 50 and supplemental L-methylfolate. New paragraph, we discussed this today. I provided him with prescriptions and handouts on both medications. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for a follow-up appointment as we... the next paragraph before the therapeutic recommendations was... He will complete the sleep disorders questionnaire and the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires, that's all capitalized, to return for review. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for neurological follow-up in 3 to 4 weeks as we develop and obtain the diagnostic studies to exclude a chronic encephalopathy, dysomnia, and underlying nutritional and metabolic dysfunction, as well as risks for other associated autoimmune and inflammatory disorders contributing to this presentation. New paragraph on reevaluation. Review of his current antidepressant treatment and adjustment of his regimen may be indicated. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully, with my professional signature.